This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We're broadcasting live out of Michigan, Walker, Michigan. We got a local church to do this evening. It's called Crossroads Church, and we'll be doing that on Tuesday. On Thursday, we'll be on the Capitol steps doing the Second Amendment rally from 10 to 2, protesting tyranny at its finest. There's supposed to be a couple thousand people there, so if you are in that of Michigan, do come out and say hello, introduce yourself to us. I'd love to meet you. As well, on Sunday, we'll be doing another church here in Michigan, and in the meantime, we did everything we could do to get here yesterday because, obviously, Delta Airlines has made it really easy for us to say no to flying. So we drove 13 hours yesterday, and we took the whole thing in one day. We've got too much to do to be messing around with any other options, friends, let me tell you. So anyways, we're broadcasting live out of Michigan or Michigan, and we've got much to cover. If you want to call us at any time, we're set up on Comrex. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Wanted to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what we're going to be talking about today, and I'm not going to rush because it's this important, another federal judge just came forward and stated that the coronavirus perpetual fraud that's being inundated upon the heads of the American people, as well as on a global scale, 24/7, they're unconstitutional. And I am here to tell you, folks, if you'd simply take the time to read the U.S. Constitution for yourself, you would have already known this. It's illegal, period. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of minutes, friends, because they lost the narrative. There's no question about it that they've lost the narrative. But what they're going to do now through authoritarian measures and totalitarian measures is they're going to try to continuously force it down your throats. But we can see across the country and across the globe, friends, as I talked about the other day in Australia, the UK, we're seeing it in Germany, in France, where they're beginning to say no more. We're seeing it in California. We're seeing it in Virginia. We're seeing it where the people in this country, friends, are standing up for what the law states when it comes to this perpetual fraud that's being thrown down upon the heads of the American people. Now we have good judges doing it, and I'm thankful for every single one of them. And we'll be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Before we hit that, I wanted to highlight the fact that what we see here in the United States, as well as tightening the noose, big tech companies are tightening the noose. As a matter of fact, Facebook did it again to this ministry today. We used to run 3 million people a week on our site alone, Sons of Liberty Media. And with that, on Facebook, it's interesting to note we're down to about 600,000. And what they're doing is they're coming in with all of these new policies 24/7, which violate our free speech, okay? Anything contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America is nugatory, said Thomas Jefferson. It's null and void, period. Too many men fought blood and died giving me the freedoms that I have today, and I'm not going to roll over in the face of some subversive organization that wants to tell me that I cannot talk according to the Word of God and the Bible. So therefore, this last week I was talking to an attorney about the abuses of big tech companies that are, in fact, censoring conservative outlets on social media in a big way, friends. And then I asked him the question, the most common sense thing I could have asked him. I asked him, I said, why is it that ABC and MSNBC and CNN and CNBC and Fox News and these other mainstream media outlets that are controlled by six corporations worldwide, I said, why are they not being censored? Now, I was playing stupid for the very purpose of proving a point. Read Isaiah 28, verse 18 when you get a moment. And, folks, in response to my question, this attorney almost seemed to be taken back a bit as I heard a pause in response and then a little bit of a chuckle, as if he had never thought of that before. Why is it that Christian conservative patriot outlets are under attack? Why are they being censored? Why are they being suppressed? Why are they being shadow banned, friends? But yet the same corporations and the media outlets as the ones that I just named that have been caught over and over and over again for not only lying to the American people, but also for creating fake and fabricated news from their useful idiots and their propagandists, and yet they're not called into question. Friends, that should tell you how dangerous the times are, because they mean to control the narrative at all costs. Well, some people will say, well, how does that apply to us today? It applies to us today in a big way. I continuously resort back to the very point that I'm going to make right now. There's over 1,152 other presidential options, and the only one that you get to hear from are the ones that have been delivered to you by the powers that are tolerated to globalists. America, when are you going to wake up as to what's going on here? So I'm bringing this up for the very purpose that this ministry is not here just to talk about the problems. We're not here magnifying the crimes against the law. We're taking the time to magnify the law to bring it against the crimes of those that mean to subvert our very foundations in this country, namely big tech companies, concerning this very topic. We just launched a Facebook lawsuit yesterday. We're on the verge of doing the same thing with YouTube. Why? Because, again, we live for what those men died for, first starting with the Christ on Calvary, who bled Calvary as the propitiation of the sins of the world. Read Revelations 1:4 when you get a moment. So the point is, friends, we are doers of the word here. We are not hearers only deceiving ourselves. Read James 2:14-26. And again, in conclusion, friends, I just want to state this before we get to our main topic. I want you to understand that faith without works is dead. What's destroying our country today, friends, is the lack of justice. And if you don't read the Word of God and understand what the Torah says, to make reference, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1, and then reading the U.S. Constitution to line it up, you're going to lose your freedoms. And our children do not deserve what's coming upon them, because they have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing for far too long. Daddies and mommies need to stand up for their posterity, that when we are gone, our time is up, we can answer the Lord and say that we did all that we knew to do, Lord. And the Lord's going to look back down upon us and say, what I did for your forefathers, I did the same thing for you, because it was the Lord that said, if you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And we know that concerning the children of Israel, when Joshua brought them into the promised land, he failed not one word of his promise. He failed not one word. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Walker, Michigan. Friends, we're doing Crossroads Church tonight in this area. And then we got an event coming up on Thursday at the Capitol Stairs. Expecting a couple thousand people for that. I'm looking forward to that. It's the Second Amendment March. As well as on Sunday, we'll be doing another church, and then we will be back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota shortly thereafter, only to leave for, well, I believe it's Texas. I wanted to let you know, if you want to go online right now, please do sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles, friends, there to combat the lies to the CIA-controlled media. That's who you're at war with, friends, for the record, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 13 to 15 articles. Go to the right side of the page and click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. BeforeIt'sNews.com on the front page. Click onto YouTube. Join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, again, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We're going to get to the main topic in one moment, folks. Another federal judge rules that the coronavirus shutdown, the perpetuated fraud, they're unconstitutional. And I'm here to tell you, friends, and I hate saying it this way, but I told you so. Just simply read the Constitution and you'll understand who's lying to you and who is not lying to you. Before we get to that, I want to get over to this really quick. I found this to be pretty interesting and very offensive. So I hope you're ready to be offended, friends, to say the least. MacArthur is defying the tyrants. Good job, John MacArthur, out in California. Because what people need to understand is that when John MacArthur and others in the pulpit begin to defy tyranny, it really tells us that the church is getting itself allied back to what the Bible mandates. So in other words, the church defying the tyrants is starting to look a lot like the biblical church once again, and I praise God for it. Now, I'm not going to go through all the examples that I went through on Saturday, but friends, Daniel, I think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you remember right, Nebuchadnezzar said, all these people, when I, to the golden image that I created, when the music plays, you're going to bow down and worship. Well, if you keep in mind, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said absolutely not. And this is just one of a plethora of examples from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations concerning those that defied tyranny. Folks, that's what Scripture teaches us. Obedience to God and resistance to tyranny is obedience to God, our forefathers stated. But keep in mind in Daniel 3:18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve your gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, I'm bringing this up because Christian Post just reported that Pastor John MacArthur and Grace Community Church defied a court order that directed them to refrain from holding indoor services amid the COVID-19 perpetual fraud. Okay? The pastor argued that the following counties' stringent guidelines would completely shut down the church. So I want you to hear what the state came in and said. Remember now, friends, John MacArthur was assailed on four different occasions by the city in which he lives. All four times he won. And then last week I reported, I believe it was on Saturday, that a superior judge came in and decided to overrule all of the lower courts. Now, that is constitutional if he is there to adhere and make reference to God's moral institution. You can read Article 1, Section 3. I'm sorry, Article 3, Section 1, forgive me, and Article 3, Section 2 as well. Read them congruently, and you'll understand, friends, as to what's taking place. But if they don't sit during good behavior, then you remove the judge, and that's what we talked about on Saturday. But I want you to listen to the guidelines, these stringent guidelines that the governments in California, folks, it's not American government, it's foreign to American government. But again, this is the best medicine for the church, friends, because it fans the flames of persecution and it wakes up the nation to the tyrannical acts of their said governments. Okay? So I want you to listen to this. This is what was laid at his church, John MacArthur's church, Grace Community Church. And this is what the government came in and said, if you want to have church, this is how you're going to have to do it. I hope you're ready for this, friend, because this is just unthinkable. 6 feet social distancing at restrooms. At restrooms, okay. No indoor meetings at all unless you comply. Did you know that they mandated John MacArthur's church to pre-register every person who comes onto church property? Think about that. Does that sound familiar, friends? The government is stating that you need to register every single person that comes on your church grounds. Wait a second. I thought there was lines between church and state. And, of course, I am just reacting to what the revisionists had made known to men in this country in a fiend manner, a counterfeit manner. Folks, for the record, lines between church and state is found nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. It's found nowhere in the Bill of Rights, and it's found nowhere in the U.S. Constitution. There was an erected wall barring the government from what it's doing today. But it's interesting how when they use it backwards, they use it for their good in public schools, public settings, and it's a clear violation of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. But isn't it interesting when it doesn't work for them, they still just fall all over themselves to play the hypocrite in front of the American people. Read Matthew 23, verse 3. They say, but they don't do, friends, unless it works for their agenda. I go on. Pre-register every person who comes onto the church property. This is one of their prerequisites. Okay? If you want to have church, then this is what we're telling you you have to do. Another one was people only allowed onto church property for scheduled events. So in other words, you have to tell the government when you schedule an event before you have that event, okay? Just wait, friends. Every person that comes onto church property needs to be screened and have their temperature taken at the entry. Hey, folks, I've spent time on this before, but it's not the government's business to tell the church what it's supposed to do. As a matter of fact, if there was COVID-19 to the degree that they have fabricated it and sensationalized it, friends, the fact of the matter is this belongs to the Christians, not the government. Read Psalm 91. Read Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For why? For God was with him. What did Jesus tell his apostles? Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Raise the dead and cast out devils. That belongs to the church, not the government. Let me go on. I'm highlighting, if you just joined us, friends, I'm highlighting the prerequisite given unto the dictators in the state of California, sent to that of John MacArthur's Grace Church, telling them this is what has to happen if you want to have church. I go on. The church members must maintain 6 feet of social distancing at all times, everywhere, including the parking lot and in the restrooms. Okay, I'm not making this up. I go on. Every other parking space must be left vacant. Folks, he has thousands of people at his church. Also keep in mind, there was to be marked pathways to maintain safe social distancing. This is coming from the government in California, which is acting foreign to its very purpose. Again, for the record, identify tyranny here, friends. Another prerequisite was keeping people apart and monitored by staff at all times. An absolute police state inside of the church, okay? Another prerequisite at John MacArthur's church was everyone wears a mask. This is insane. They were to put tape on the ground marking the distance as to where they could walk and where they could be one from another. There was to be signs indicating mandates and full exposure on social media concerning everything that the government stated to the church for the Congregationalists. Again, I'm not making this up. No hymn books at his church, no communion, no offering, no pew Bibles. You couldn't sing at his church or in his church. You couldn't hug in his church. No shaking hands at Grace Church, said the government in California, at John MacArthur's church. They wanted to have people that were sitting in the pews to have disposable seat covers. So when somebody sat down, they would remove it and put a fresh one down. And they were to be changed between services. Again, friends, I'm not making this up. The services had to be shortened, and they only could have church meetings in a tent with a maximum capacity of 350 to 400 people. And that the church requirements would shut down the church unless the church complied with all of these unconstitutional orders. John MacArthur did the right thing in California. He stood up and he said, we will absolutely not do this. He said, it's not constitutional. And he said, we serve the Lord here, not the state. Good for you, John MacArthur in California. I know there's 5 stations out there listening to us. I praise God and I hope others emulate your example. We'll be right back.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is predicting great things ahead in the Middle East.
For years you had blood in the sand. That's all you had, blood in the sand. You got nothing for it. They got nothing for it. Now you're going to have peace, and it'll be a real peace.
President's comments as he hosted a White House signing ceremony for the new normalization accords between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. A settlement has been reached in the Breonna Taylor case.
This settlement includes a payment to Breonna's estate of $12 million.
Louisville Democratic Mayor Greg Fisher, the city of Louisville will also implement numerous changes in policing. Taylor was shot and killed in Louisville in March during a no-knock raid when her boyfriend, who she was with at the time, shot at the officers and the officers shot back, killing Taylor. No officers are facing any criminal charges so far. This is USA Radio News. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden on the road this Tuesday. Biden making his first campaign stop in Florida.
We've got to seriously tackle the mental health crisis we have. A suicide epidemic is claiming far too many of our veterans and service members.
Biden also saying we have an obligation to provide veterans with world-class care. The Department of Veterans Affairs is taking steps to alert veterans whose information was compromised. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Nearly 50,000 U.S. veterans being told their personal information may have been exposed by a hack. The Department of Veterans Affairs is sending out letters to those possibly affected after a data breach led to some medical payments being diverted. The VA confirms its system is now shut down as investigators are trying to piece together how it all happened.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Okay, so let's do this. We're broadcasting live out of Walker, Michigan. We've got a couple events up and coming. If you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, and join us on PopChat. Also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and you'll find the same thing there. Click on to YouTube and join us on PopChat. Again, if you want to call in, lines are open, but we're going to get to our topic. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, just to bring it to a consummation concerning my last point during the last segment, in MacArthur Defying the Tyrants, the answer to all of the issues in which we're dealing today, friends, again, is easily found if you take the time to peruse the U.S. Constitution, which I read again this morning. Okay, even after driving 13 hours yesterday and getting here and waking up early and doing 3 articles, a broadcast, and then a church at night, I still took the time to read and understand what the U.S. Constitution tells me, because 2 Corinthians 5:15 in the natural tells me we're to live for what those died for, namely the Christ, first and foremost. But I'm using that as metaphor and as a natural example, perhaps a parable as to how the Lord meant it for us today, especially in America. But the answer to the issue that we're having in America today is, and it's not just concerning the church, because we all the while know that it's not a virus that's under attack. It's we, the people, that are under attack. It's by simply removing these said representatives that are not representing we, the people, but are in fact representing foreign powers, friends, to upend the U.S. Constitution as we know it today. You have to remove the judges, and they can be removed during bad behavior, Article 3, Section 1. Also check out Article 2, Section 4, and again, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, shows us that we have the power to do so. So we, the people, need to come together, and we need to oust those that are unlawful in this country, those that are working on the behest of foreign powers that are playing out, and it's being played out 24/7 in front of our faces today. But what I want to do is I want to get over to my main article here today, because I noticed yesterday that another federal judge just recently ruled that the coronavirus shutdowns are unconstitutional. And again, friends, I don't mean this as a backhand. I'm just saying I know. I'm trying to tell you what the U.S. Constitution says. And now I'm hearing that the governor in the state of Pennsylvania is basically making an appeal. Well, he can appeal all that he wants to. The fact of the matter is it's obvious what's taking place here. Because this judge in Pennsylvania that said what he's doing there, that governor, that particular governor in that prospective state is doing is unconstitutional. He made reference to that of the 14th Amendment of the Bill of Rights. And I'll get to that in just a moment. But I want to go back to Chief Justice John Marshall during the time of our War of Independence in the United States of America. He said, a law repugnant to the Constitution is void, and courts as well as other departments are bound by that instrument. The instrument of what? The U.S. Constitution. And when you read Article 6, Section 2, friends, that's the Supremacy Clause. And if you read Article 2, Section 3, you'll find that that is what they're to enforce. And the end say, and the end of all in all, is the Supremacy Clause, the U.S. Constitution, not the opinions of your favorite unconstitutional political party affiliations, not the opinions of your favorite politicians, not the opinions of somebody that you think is put there because he knows better than you do. A child is the model of heaven, not some uneducated fool. And here's the deal. He can be educated all day long, but if the man doesn't know how to tell the truth, then he's good for nobody, not even the devil, friends, or at least maybe temporarily. But again, I want you to listen to this, because a law repugnant to the Constitution is void. It means absolutely nothing. And courts as well as other departments are bound by that instrument. All folks, I said the courts are bound by that instrument as well. And who again said that? Chief Justice John Marshall. Now, on the 25th of this last year, I brought to your attention the obvious when it comes to the governors, attorney generals, and or mayors implementing that which is clearly out of their scope of delegated authority given unto them by the people that they are to serve. And my new listeners, they work for you. You do not work for them. Okay? Now, what I reported was in Raleigh, North Carolina, a federal judge issued a temporary restraining order preventing the enforcement of Governor Roy Cooper's executive orders. By the way, executive orders are unconstitutional for the record. But it stated that preventing the enforcement of government Roy Cooper's executive orders that restrict church worship in North Carolina. Folks, why are they attacking the church? Why are they releasing prisoners back out onto the streets? Why are they, friends, promoting pedophilia? Why is it that casinos are open, friends, and anything corporate, because they're allied with corrupt government in this fascist state that you know is America, Isaiah 28, verse 18? How is it that they remain open, but 55% of the businesses in America have been shut down? And by the way, they'll never reopen again. This is an attack on you. This is an attack on your God-given rights, America. That's what this is about. This isn't about attacking a virus or snuffing out a virus in any sense of the word. They've lost the narrative long ago. But yet you still walk outside and you still see these absolute fools walking around in compliance with something they say 9 times out of 10 they don't agree with. And you can't make up this stupidity. You're adding strength to tyranny. But let me get back to this. This federal judge in Raleigh, North Carolina, he stopped the governor, and he said, you cannot restrict church worship in North Carolina. See, what happened is the church in North Carolina did their job, and they actually went after the governor. Did you hear what I said, America? This is the church at work today. We have some brave souls in North Carolina that are actually obeying the Lord over the commandments that make void the commandments of God over them men, those corrupt individuals. But keep in mind, Jesus was the one that said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, their corrupt doctrines. And he said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, corruption in the church and the corruption in the doctrines of men, friends. U.S. District Court Judge James Dever heard arguments on Friday from a group of plaintiffs who challenged Cooper's authority to restrict religious activities. Folks, read the First Amendment. It's clear as to what it says. It's very clear. The church has its own powers and authorities with that, with the separation and that wall erected, barring the church from barring the government from interfering into the church. Read the case of Thomas Jefferson and Danbury Church in 1802. Check it out for yourself. You'll understand what I'm talking about. But going on, Saturday, the judge said that the plaintiffs are likely to succeed on the merits of their free exercise claim concerning the Assembly for Religious Worship provisions in Executive Order 138, that they will suffer irreparable harm absent a temporary restraining order, that the equities tip in their favor, and that a temporary restraining order is in the public interest. The judge said unequivocally that there is no pandemic exemption to the U.S. Constitution or the free exercise clause of the First Amendment. Of course, he is correct. This is a federal judge that said this, friends. By the way, I had about 12,500 shares on that article alone. Why? Because people are looking for the answers that only the Sons of Liberty Media and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com are willing to give to them. Because I want to tell you something here at this show, friends. It's not about us. We're not being spent because this is a good idea or we're getting rich. Oh, it's just the exact opposite, friends. We're fighting the good fight of faith every step of the way. And if you think for one moment the enemy's going to give up ground without a fight, you've got another thing coming. But Tim's show in the morning, in this one in the afternoon, and the articles that you're getting from the contributors across the United States are those that are willing to lay it down because they care more about their freedom than they do of the approbation of men or what it is that they can get out of the deal, friends. The federal judge again said that there is no pandemic exception to the Constitution. Then I got a question for you. Then why are Americans going along with it? Oh, well, you know, if I just put the mask on, I'll just go inside. I'll just go along to get along. Really? How's that working out for your children? You're enslaving your kids. You're enslaving your grandchildren, cowards. You might want to read Revelation 21, starting in verse 8. Notice the first thing that he addresses are fearful men. And it shows you exactly what you're fearful of, man. And the Bible's clear that the fear of man is a snare. You would rather just go along and trample over the headstones of those that fought, bled, and died, sacrificing themselves to give you the freedoms that you have. And that's the best that you have, friends. Hey, folks, this isn't about me. This isn't about these federal judges overthrowing the U.S. Constitution. This is us, hand in glove with good government, overthrowing those that mean to pervert the Constitution. Does that sound familiar? Absolutely. Oh, but, you know, I want to fly. Then they tell me if I have to fly, I have to put on a mask. Really? Yeah, let me tell you, 13 hours just one way and 13 hours back at the end of this weekend, friends, it's not a drive in the park, but I'll tell you what, it's worth it at the end of the day if one person is reached, because that's my job, Luke 19:10. And so should it be yours. Jesus said, if you follow me, I'll make you to become fishers of men, Mark 4:17. And you're just going along with the devil and his little minions just to go along because you don't want to ruffle anybody's feathers? Did you read the Word of God where he says, think not that I've come to bring peace, but a sword? I mean, are we reading the same Bible here, friends? Because I'm trying to figure out why I see 86% of the people in this country profess to be Christians, yet I can't find 3% of the real deals out there. And I praise God for this persecution that's taking place today because it separates the sheep from the goat. It clearly does to anybody that clearly knows the Word of God. I'm going to come back to the report given unto us by The Hill that a federal judge on Monday said that the Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf's coronavirus orders will shut down the state, close businesses, and limited gatherings were completely unconstitutional. So start acting accordingly, friends.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live from Walker, Michigan. Got a couple events set up here, friends. We'll keep you abreast as to what comes up. I guess there's we're getting rumors right now that the Black Lives Matters are going to be protesting this event. Well, I'd say welcome every single one of them, friends. You're all welcome to come, but there's going to be lawful order. It's going to be a Second Amendment rally on the Capitol at Thursday from 10 to 2 that afternoon. Hopefully, we're going to be broadcasting that live as well. There's supposed to be a couple thousand people, so I'm absolutely looking forward to that one up and coming. Now, friends, what we've been talking about is a federal judge in Pennsylvania now, behind the first judge and that of North Carolina, just said, listen, these coronavirus orders will shut down the state. Businesses are being destroyed. And limited gatherings, he said, this is all unconstitutional. U.S. District Judge William Stickman IV said in his opinion that the COVID-19 orders from Wolf and Pennsylvania Secretary of Health, Rachel Levine, violated and continue to violate the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and the due process and equal protection clause of the 14th Amendment. Now, let me just read that to you really quick so you can understand a little more clearly as to what he's making reference to. It says, no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges okay, or immunities of citizens of the United States, nor shall any state deprive any person life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protections of the law. So what we have here is we have these said representatives enforcing that which is unconstitutional through the businesses playing the mask police. Friends, I said this last week, and I'm going to say it again. These businesses that are enforcing masks before you come in, you need to just turn and walk away. Because those business owners have failed to turn and deal with the corruption from the governor. Now what they're doing is they're taking his unconstitutional orders and they are literally playing the mask police by enforcing or attempting to enforce forced compliance for you to wear the mask. So instead of them dealing with the governor, they're basically taking it out on their clients and their customers. You need to turn around and say, listen, this is what you're doing. We're not for it. And if you continue down this road, we're done here. It's just that simple. That's what you need to do. Because at the end of the day, friends, they're doing it to themselves. Have you gotten an argument with somebody when you walk into a store? They say, wear a mask. I haven't had that issue happen yet, friends, at least not recently. Have you had someone say, well, you can't come in unless you have a mask? Friends, you got to ask the question, and you need to lay it to their candor. Why are you enforcing that which is unconstitutional? Oh, you know, whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom. You know what? If that's the case and that's how stupid you are, I don't trust you anymore anyway, so we're done here. I'll go somewhere else. It really, truly is that simple. But friends, again, going back to this judge, he's making reference to the 14th Amendment and saying that what these people are doing, namely the governor in Pennsylvania, and the Secretary of Health, all in cahoots with Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, and this current administration, rest assured, he said they are violating the First Amendment right to freedom of assembly and the due process and equal protection clauses under the 14th Amendment. He said the efforts to stop the spread of the coronavirus were undertaken with good intention, he said. And by the way, I don't believe that all of those that are working in government actually are doing this purposely. I think that they're doing it inadvertently because they don't have all the information, but it is for them to get the information. Okay, so I don't believe that all of them are doing it purposely, but I do believe those that are giving these orders to have them enforce are in the know, as we say here. They all the well know what they're doing, and what they're doing is they're testing the people in the United States to see how far they can go. And if you look at UK and you look at Australia, friends, it's getting really bad there. They're actually arresting people from Facebook posts, okay? And the fact of the matter is people are beginning to catch on to what this is really about. And as I said earlier, friends, it's not about a virus. This isn't about attacking a virus. This is about stripping you of your God-given rights. And notice the administration that it's happening under. Just like any other purpose or agenda they mean to push, they always do it under the guise of the good guy. When are you going to wake up, friends? Matthew 13, verse 25. Read it when you get a moment. He said, this judge did, but even in an emergency, the authority of government is not unfettered, he added. He said there's no question that this county has faced and will face emergencies of every sort. But he wrote, but the solution to a national crisis can never be permitted to supersede the commitment to individual liberty that stands as the foundation of American government. Folks, this is a good judge. Not just because he voted in favor because I'm biased in the sense of, well, you know, I don't like this guy and I like this guy. I want to vote in favor of the guy I like. No. I'm a Christocrat here, okay? I'm not for the Republican Party, which is unconstitutional. I'm not for the Democratic Party, which is unconstitutional. It's the greatest evil under the Constitution, said John Adams. It's set up to divide and conquer. I'm not that, friends, but I'll tell you this. When those that serve we the people do the right thing, I'll be the first one to stand there with them. But if they're there to lie, to steal, to cheat, to tear down the U.S. Constitution in an attempt to recreate it in their own ungodly image, I'll be the first one to stand against them. That's what makes me on the Lord's side. Just like when Moses said to the disobedient and the obedient, who's on the Lord's side? Come on over here, found in the book of Exodus. Folks, and that's exactly what's happening here. This judge, Judge Stickman, is doing his job, friends. And people in Pennsylvania, you need to stand up. And and work along this judge now and go out there and begin to not just backhand these people, but inform them that what you're doing is unconstitutional. Therefore, it's illegal. Okay? And in conclusion to this, I want to say this. There's enough information exposing this perpetual fraud to the degree that they have embellished it, sensationalized it, for us to make an educated decision to understand that we're being lied to. Read Ephesians 4:14. Now, I just thank the Lord that he sent in good judges to help further expose this fraud for what it truly is. And these judges are helping us do that. And we need to keep going forward when we get these decisions to continuously tear this down and at the end of the day throw in jail every single one of them that have perpetuated this fraud. Now, I also like, every time I get on the radio here, I also like to back up everything I say with scripture because I'm not looking for followers. I'm doing my job when I work myself out of a job. And you go out there and you emulate the Christ. Now, keep in mind there's an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, an evangelist, and or a pastor. Ephesians 4:11. Okay? So you need to know who you are in Christ and do your job under Christ and by Christ and by the power of the Holy Ghost to give that message to other people. But I'm saying that for the very purpose that you need to keep in mind that in the book of Judges, chapter 2, verse 18, the Bible tells us, and when the Lord raised up judges to do what? Then the Lord was with the judge and delivered them out of the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For it repented the Lord because by their groanings of reason of them that oppress them and vex them. When God sends forth a good judge to do his job like this one is doing and like the one in North Carolina is doing, you need to keep in mind that those judges were appointed by God, and by the way, all in America, they're appointed by God to deliver us from the hands of our enemies, from them that oppress us and those that vex us. Are you being oppressed and are you being vexed? Now, it's not good enough for you just to get this decision by this federal judge. It's now good enough for you to go out there and live accordingly because now you have the correct information and walk at liberty in Christ, friends. Okay? 2 Corinthians 3:17, read it when you get a moment. I wanted to go back to this too. When I was talking about Christianity in this country, it amazes me how so many are at peace in a world that's at war with God. And when you read Isaiah 26, verse 3, what does it tell us? Well, it tells us, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Isaiah 26, verse 3. And then when you go back to Jesus, he said this in John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, people that claim to be mine, that in me you might have peace. In me, as you bear your cross, right? Read 1 Peter 4, chapter or verse 1. That in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, because Jesus Christ himself said, I have overcome the world. And if we always rest in that and trust in the Lord with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and lean not to our own understanding, and in all of our ways acknowledge him, he promised to direct our paths. And then comes in Ephesians 6, starting in verse 12, putting on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, having our loins girt about with truth, our feet shod with the readiness and the preparation of the gospel of peace. But don't forget the sword of the Spirit, friend. Okay? Hebrews 4, 12. So when you get a moment, read that and understand what we're called to do in this world. We are in a war, friends, and we need to win it in Jesus' name. 1523, see ya.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.